Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cast Jarvis. My name is Christian Corley. I'm joined by James McLean, and we're here to talk about a couple of things. Before we get on to that, I just want to let you know that we have completed the upload of Brian Turnover's interviews and recordings from 10, 9, 12 years ago, whenever it was. So we've got all sorts. We've got, the last one up was the author, John Peel, who wrote a lot of the New Adventures, and, well, a significant chunk of New Adventures for Virgin and for BBC Books. So, and he's also one of the first writers of The Eighth Doctor. Coincidentally, I've just interviewed Lee Sullivan, who...
Cool.
His illustration of The Eighth Doctor in Radio Times was published before the Doctor Who magazine comic strip. So he's technically the first illustrator to...
I remember that.
Doctor. Yeah. So that'll be coming along in the next few weeks as well. I've also, as we've got to the end of the chunk of stuff from Brian, I'm going to be moving on to some other stuff. If you want to look at that, you can go to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/Casterbris. You can sign up with a free trial and you can delve into the interviews. There's other stuff in there as well. There's like videos that we've done, videos like this, other types of videos. There's a video that me and Brian did. I'm also going to be uploading other stuff that is lost from the internet that used to be on Casterbris.com. That's the main point of the Casterbris archive, so check that out. We are going to start off today talking about Justin Richards, who sadly died. If you don't know Justin Richards' work, he was pretty prolific. So in terms of books, I knew he'd done a lot, and I've been reading his work since the mid-90s, I think, probably, James. I had a look on Wikipedia. His catalogue is absolutely astonishing.
Just laughing, just the way you asked me. I've been reading it from the mid-90s, haven't I, James? Like, I'm like your nurse. Yes, Christian, back in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The time you sifting through Theatre of War. I mean, I was reading Justin Richards at the time as well. Funnily enough, I had a sort of stronger memory that I'd read more of his stuff than I think I actually had, and I'm not sure why that is. Maybe I have. I mean, there's also the Big Finish stuff he's done as well, and obviously he was editor as well for the book output,
BBC Books.
BBC Books. Yeah. So, you know, I think also being aware of his work there is in my head too. But yeah,
I was going to say, can I just give you a quick? I can't read them all out because there's too many. But
go
just
on.
A flavour, okay?
Go on.
So, Theatre of War.
Yep.
Dragon's Wrath, Medusa Effect, Tears of the Oracle, Joy Device, Doomsday Manuscript. Those are all Virgin New Adventures, either with the Doctor or with the continued New Adventures that were Bob Burney's. Virgin Missing Adventures, System Shock, Sands of Time. I'm going to come back to System Shock. And then there's BBC Books, which he was kind of in charge of from a certain point. I'm not sure exactly where. Dreams of Empire, Millennium Shock, which is a sequel to System Shock, Demontage, Banquo Legacy, The Burning. Then he's working on the Ninth Doctor and the Tenth Doctor and the Eleventh Doctor and some short Twelfth Doctor books. There's graphic novels. There's The Only Good Dalek with Mike Collins doing the art, which was kind of written twice because it was written for two different Doctors because of some sort of delay. There's the Doctor Who Monster books. These are non-fiction titles. The Doctor Who Files, which is kind of a bit of both, which he oversaw and worked with other people, such as Jack Rayner and Maury Lang. The Short Trips Companions. And then, beyond the Doctor Who stuff, there's all his own stuff, such as the Department of Unclassified Artifacts, The Invisible Detective, Time Runners. Now, I knew about the Doctor Who stuff. I knew about the non-fiction Doctor Who stuff. Looking at this, and there's also his Big Finish stuff as well. Although he didn't work on the TV series on TV, I do feel as though perhaps I think it's a strong argument that Justin Richards is a kind of a modern day Terence Dix in terms of his Doctor Who output.
I think certainly he was integral to, again, going back to the podcast, which I think you've released about, we talked about the New Adventures in the 90s.
Yes.
Has that gone out yet? Yeah, that was
yes.
That. I think it follows very much on from that he was integral to that period, which wasn't just a way of tying two parts of the television show's history, but what actually massively informed where the show would go and what its audiences would kind of expect from that show. Yeah, funny enough, I always remember him doing more of the new adventures than he actually did. I don't know why, but I do remember enjoying Theatre of War at the time. And I think we were saying on Text of the Day, The Burning, which was one of the BBC
Yes.
books, Paul McGann, Eighth Doctor ones. I remember being in a very hot London. And I can't remember why. I know I was waiting around for some reason. I don't know whether it was to meet someone or whether I was between a flight and a train. But I remember being in Trafalgar Square, sitting on steps in the very hot heat, reading The Burning, and which seemed very, very, very suitable, very apt. But it's funny because there's so many, when you've read so many Doctor Who novels over the time, it's sometimes surprising what bits stay in your head, which feels like a podcast in itself. But The Burning did stay in my head. I don't remember that much of the story. I remember the sort of the sense of it. And I think that's always quite a powerful suggestion of something which has had an impact. I mean, you were saying the same for System Shock, weren't you? That
Well, System Shock, this is there's an interesting thing about we were talking about a few months ago, of course, probably about a year ago. I'm not quite sure where it was now, when Christopher Bidmead passed away, and he'd had a bit of a grounding in working in computing magazines and stuff before Doctor Who. Justin Richards had a similar background. He worked as a technical writer, editor, and programmer, and user face interface designer at IBM. That's a direct lifted quote from Wikipedia, and I think that strongly informed he's right in System Shock. System Shock is, if you, it's kind of, it's got a James Bond element to it. You've got Harry Sullivan working at MI5 or MI6. You've got Sarah Jane and the Doctor from the 1970s. Harry's in 1990s. And it's all around an alien race, not Cybermen, which I think is very clever not to use Cybermen for something that seems like an obvious Cyberman ruse or a Dalek ruse. Taking over internet nodes and using those to basically conquer the Earth. And but the writing, the technical element to this, for, number one, isn't heavy. Number two, explains perfectly what exactly what is happening and what this new technology, because this is 1998, I think, thereabouts, when this book came out. The it's an effortless description of the internet and the current technology. And you know, it's difficult now to appreciate that the internet and the web and email, if you weren't at university and hadn't been at university in the 80s and early 90s, this stuff was completely alien to you, and it was slowly coming into people's homes. It was becoming gaining prominence through the news and newspapers. Websites were popping up, banks were beginning to get websites, but they're basically just online advertising and contact hubs. So this new technology was integral to this book, System Shock, and Justin Richards conveyed this with an amazing simplicity. And I think I appreciated that much. At that point, I was not a technical person at all, and I think that really unlocked a lot of what was going on in my head for me. I think it's a brilliant book. There, I mean, it kind of falls into a sort of a two genres. Sort of like an action adventure, and but I think there's a heavy dose of cyberpunk in there, and in that regard, I think it's, I mean, if you could class it accurately as a cyberpunk novel, I think it's one of the best.
Yeah, I mean, I've just been looking through some of the other stuff as well. Ones that were like Dreams of the Empire. I remember reading that, which was another past Doctor Adventures with Troughton, which I again, I don't remember the details of it, but I just remember enjoying it. I just remember the feel of it. He was very good at getting, like, I think you're just like you're sort of saying, getting the right tone. The tone that you wanted, and the sort of the but yet there was always a richness to his stories. I think that was also a thing which struck me. That and the, I think what was a fascinating time for the books in the 90s was is that you had so many writers who had very very specific styles, and they really came across. You knew kind of what you were going to get. You know, whether you are really a Cornell or a Rayner or a Gatiss, there was very you knew what they were going to be like in a weird way. And McKinty was very had a very specific style, which I didn't like at first, and then grew to like as I read more of his work. And yeah, Richards was one of those. I was always quite comfortable picking up one of his books, knowing that it would have a sort of colour which would fit me, and it would be fit a mood almost as well. You could buy almost fitting moods. Cornell's would, in a weird way, would be quite. They'd be quite light, and the prose wouldn't be particularly deep, but there would be a lot of awareness of Doctor Who in them, and they would be very unusual and original. You know, you knew what you were going to get there. Like I say, McKinty could be quite left field. Gary Russell's were quite formal, quite traditional in my memory of them. And that was what
Thought
was
on
so
that.
kind of nice. It was almost like a patchwork of different creative voices, and Richards was what part of that patchwork, which was which was really great. Andy Lane as well, did some great stuff.
Just to push that on, a couple of things. System Shock was actually 95. Its sequel, Millennium Shock, was in 99. So that's probably what threw me there. Trevor Baxendale, Gareth Roberts, the Big Finish team, loads of people have commented online about what a great editor he was, and a nice colleague, and just a general all around good egg. Which sounds a little bit trite under the circumstances, but no one's got a bad word to say about Justin Richards. I think that's quite unusual in Doctor Who these days, and Doctor Who in general, and the world in general, really. But he seems to have kind of left a mark without really being a big name. I know that there are Doctor Who fans who have no idea who Justin Richards is, and yet he's played a massive part in Doctor Who.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you said about Wikipedia. I don't think Wikipedia really does that level of work justice, and that's
No.
just on Doctor Who alone, without going into the other areas which he worked in. But yeah, the amount of things that he worked on as either author or editor is significant.
I've got loads of his books, the non-fiction ones, as well as the novels, and this will be sorry, my chair's creaking here. I think it's a sad loss for Doctor Who. So that's Justin Richards, who passed away last week at 64. We're going to move on now to, because we don't want to get bogged down in recent stuff, and obviously there's loads of dotty stuff going on and speculation. I watched a video by a YouTuber speculating on basically building speculation on who's going to be the new people behind Doctor Who, based purely on Stephen Moffat's podcast with Peter Purvis. I would recommend you listen to the Peter Purvis podcast rather than looking at YouTube rumors, but there you go.